Hello there.
Hey everybody, it is I, your boy. Now as you all know, I'm not here. This today is July. July 24th. It is July 24th, and I am here. It is 11:03 p.m. Saturday, July 24th. It is... I have 29% my battery. So that's cool, I guess. It's kind of more of a laid-back, chill episode. Or it's gonna be. Once I finish it up, which will probably take me like 2 days, honestly. Because these episodes take me a pretty long time to make, unironically. I mean, that 2-hour episode almost killed me, like, jeez. Pulled me out, almost killed because I just could not think of anything to talk about, except me not being able to think about anything to talk about, which must have been really boring to listen to for 2 hours, if you guys listen, really. Yeah, no problem. Anyways, I'm not here, just, the sound is because I am drawing a map of the surrounding waters near Nazi-controlled Antarctica. We're just gonna move past that. So lately, what I've been doing is I've been drawing maps. I've created, this is my third one, actually. And, so the first one was kind of a weird kind of... I would use my computer, and I would, trace an image that I had on my computer, because I can't connect to the internet over here in Mexico, right here, Colonia, Montemagna. And there's no internet, so I can't get anything new. But I would draw something onto one page, and I would place it, tape it around a page everywhere around, and then I would draw land around it, make a little bit of countries, nations, you know, tribal states, stuff like that, and add some variety, make something cool and interesting. You know? But that kind of led pretty long. It stretches from one wall almost to the TV. In my house, which is actually, it's pretty big, my living room here. Well, it's long. It's probably technically smaller than my actual living room over there in America, up in the U.S., but, yeah. Regardless. So, it's pretty big. It's pretty long. I kind of want to show it off when we get to high school, which is crazy. Isn't that crazy that we're getting to high school? It's crazy. I think it's crazy. But regardless, I think that there is some value in it. Also, I think it's kind of a thought experiment. It's kind of fun to do some mental gymnastics on how the hell that would work, and how the hell society would work in the kind of scenario that I made. But regardless, just kind of a good old happy time, as always. Right now, I am finishing up part of the Antarctic. A little bit of a landmass that's controlled by a native land, because this is essentially like a... Well, this is a really weird world. Very weird. It's kind of a mixed world. I don't know. Well, the map under the mice. My second one was a bit weirder. It was kind of a strange... The first part of it was kind of a parody of the world map, which is like with a Super Texas Island, which... You guys have got to look at that, so that's... It's really fucking weird. A Britain right next to the U.S. A mega Africa that is currently being fought over by the German Empire. By the dual Franco-German Empire. And, a really messed up flooded Europe. Flooded medieval Europe, because the Holy Roman Empire, got the Holy Roman Empire in it. A couple of other Easter eggs from classic nations. A long boy South America, and a couple of other things. But then I kind of expanded it, and it kind of gets kind of weird by the end of it. Here's the last surprise, says everybody, says nobody. But yeah, it's the second one is kind of weird. I finished it up, and honestly, it was one of my least inspired maps. I guess it's one of the most complex maps, I guess, technically, since it has a bunch of... Since it's technically taking place during a war in the context of the universe. of the map. It's kind of weird, which I never really did that before. I kind of had that with my first map, where the displaced Axis was fighting against the also displaced allies. And that was also the contest between the Central Powers, ruled by mostly by the Austro-Hungarian Super Empire, which now controls almost the entirety of the oceanic currents, and the Jurassic and the flooded and a slightly flooded and a slightly coastally destroyed island of the Confederacy, Confederate Island, which is really weird. Confederate Island, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and I think, oh yeah, and the Qing and the Empire of China. And the Empire of China, which are well united to create the Central Powers, essentially, and they're fighting against the Little Entente, and also the Big Entente, ruled by California. Well, not really. No, it's not really a Big Entente. It's one of the original names for it. It's more of a mini alliance, sort of, between a couple of the countries of the Atlantic Defense Treaty, Atlantic Economic Treaty. Which is the fifth faction. There's also a couple other factions in that first map by the end of it in the Atlantic Ocean, which, yeah, this is an Atlantic Ocean, because there's the Pacific Ocean, which I never really expanded. It's just kind of, ooh, it's, isn't that a mystery? There's more oceans, more landmass that isn't mapped. It's kind of a placeholder for if any of my classmates wants to glue any more pieces of the map onto it, or tape it, really. If anyone wants to add on to the map, then, yeah, well, there's the Pacific Ocean, you can explore that. And that's cool. It's a little bit of history, you know, with the first people to be transported there to be the United Kingdom, which split up into a mostly solidified England, which, you know, got teleported. The island isn't an island anymore, trust me. It's basically just jutting into a small lake, a gulf, basically. Maybe I'll, like, make that the cover of this episode, but I don't know. It's not really my problem. And, at the same time, it'll be a nightmare to unroll that thing. That thing's a nightmare to unroll, man. Let me tell you, it is a nightmare. But, regardless, I think there is a bit of interesting stuff in it. My second map was very empty. Like, by the end of it, was kind of really empty. Not a lot of history, just kind of finished it up, drew around a little bit, and it ended. I wasn't really all that interested in the map at the time, and I still kind of really aren't. Second map wasn't really all that interesting. It was just kind of their standard stock stuff. I don't know. It wasn't really all that creatively challenging. I just kind of finished it up and ended it. But this map is actually technically my first world map, actually, technically. It's actually made up of separate, different world maps. Golden Circle, Kaiserreich, South America. Double blindfold. What if the Allies won World War II? Which, that's really weird. Other one. I think also, in the, I don't remember what the other one was, the other part of the North American thing was, they have the, I don't remember what the map was called, but it was like a really weirdly United Africa map, a Middle Europa, Germany, Empire of France, Napoleon victory. What if the U.S. won every single war in the Middle East, which also controls a little bit of India, Man in the High Castle, India, East, well, really entirely the East, basically, the New Order, Russia, a couple of other ones, I think, also a Cold War map, I'm not really sure, it's made up of so many different things, this map, but it is an entire world map, and I do intend to retrace it to make it over, because, like, you know, That's gonna be a nightmare, though. Anyways, right now I'm finishing up the South Pole, which is the entrance into what I hope to be the continuance of this map. kind of an unchanged territory. It's like, ooh, Earth, now it's now a lot bigger than we thought before, you know. It's kind of that cool concept, you know. I don't know, it's not really high fantasy, it's no magic, but whatever. I like coming up with little quick cool concepts. Don't really put in that much effort into it. Like all my books that I've attempted to write, but never actually finished. Well, I actually did finish The Exile, and I do want to make another one of a short story kind of thing. And, yeah, I have a lot of good ideas for books, and a lot of really high-grade concepts for stuff that I never got out, which means that a writer block really isn't that much of a problem for me, other than just, like, the tidbits. I have a lot of ideas for what I should do, and actually, technically, I already have them out written, but they're either built, or not really, or they're either built or drawn. So I take a lot of inspiration, since a lot of, like, draw is just kind of a figment, it's kind of a hologram, it's just the projection of what I'm thinking about, because I'm a terrible drawer, I'm a terrible artist. Most of my drawings are awful, and so they don't really pull off the appearance of what I like, but I do sometimes use my drawings as a almost paradoxically authentic to, you know, come up with my own things in my imagination. I'm a very imaginative person, very creative. And while I can't really think of a whole lot of things, I can certainly pull things out of my ass in like 5 seconds. Also, I'm a great liar, since I got two best straight face, and I can 100% believe whatever I say. Most of the time, unless it's like really recent, or unless I kind of have a trouble with it, but most of the time I'm pretty good with just cover stories. Pretty good at that kind of thing. Regardless, today was also an awful day. I got yelled at a lot, and I cried, and well, I didn't, because, you know, it's Mexico, it's kind of hard to do that. You know, especially when I had my dad getting over to me all the fucking day. That day fucking sucked, man, honestly. Yeah. Really fucking sucked. Anyways, right now, kind of wondering what everybody else is doing. Man, my peak membership is completely falling off. Like, usually there's, like, spikes of people listening to my stuff. But because everybody's, you know, having an infinity better things to do, I guess, no one's watching. I'm gonna do this summer. But yeah, that's what I mean by everybody having better things to do. So yeah, nobody's watching my podcast. Which I hope has changed in high school. It's gonna be difficult a little bit. You know, teachers be mad as hell. I'm gonna definitely try to actually upload more content this time. I really do hope. I'm still gonna make these episodes like as long as I can, like an hour long, because I don't know. I'm just like that, you know. I'm quirky. I'm not like the other girls. That's weird. Anyways, I got a pretty cool shirt. I actually have a couple of ideas. I wanna do a school prank. Which, first of all, I'm gonna immediately get that shit passed with, like, the police officers, the police, and all that shit, because I do not want to get expelled for a goddamn prank, slash, like, student film. So, anyways, what I want to do is I want to bring my BB guns, and I want me and my friends kind of just act and carry double bags, you know, kind of in a stock, standard, kind of, ooh, school shooters, kids, and all that. And then I want to go in, theater, and just make these kind of vague threats. And pull out the BB guns and, you know, load. And, you know, me, I load the shotgun. When I have a shotgun BB gun, by the way, too, which is pretty cool. I might show that off. I was doing some target practice the other day. It was pretty fun. My mom yelled at me and said, oh, Tulo, if you keep doing that, you're going to turn into a bad person. You're going to kill her. Whatever. Basically, school shooter, because that's what, cause my parents always explained it. So, like, hey, kid. It's like, hey, son. Make sure you don't become a school shooter. Uh-huh. Which is like, you know, Dad, if you're worried about him becoming a school shooter, I think you failed as a parent, you know. If you're constantly worried about your kid doing that. But whatever. That's not really my problem. I don't really respect my parents because they're just assholes. And I don't really like them. Other than that, wanted to bring, I think it'd be kind of cool. Also, be kind of a cool social experiment and see just how. And also, I think it'd be entertaining to see people's reaction to me just carrying these fucking double bags and the teacher's doing nothing. And, you know, me and friends being like kind of sus, being a little bit suspicious. I think that'd be really entertaining. But then, maybe I'll do that. It's like next, like second, maybe third year. I don't really think I'll be able to do that first year, because that's probably. But I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be really kind of cool because it's gonna get the reputation on me and be able to. I'd be able to waft that shit. I'd be able to waft the fart of my own success in my face a little bit longer. That's a Angry Joe reference. Other than that, I'm kind of wondering what everybody else is doing. Also, I don't know, there was this little question I had in the school. I kind of saw that because one of my friends, Nina Augustini, I think? I'm not really sure. Anyway, so they, kind of a friend, kind of an on and off friend, you know, semi, kind of that. Okay, sorry guys, I was thinking about something. Anyways, so my friend Augustini, she had a girlfriend, and I don't know why there's always this funny story. I remember that in Bobcat TV, they had filmed like a scene of them with the, I think it was a Lollipop song or the Sandman song, or, you know, the Cordettes or whatever their name is. I don't know. I mean, I'm great at remembering old, like old kind of timey songs, but Jesus Christ, I do not know anything about the Cordettes. I can't remember the names of bands, of every single band, even if I only know, like, one or two songs. Just because the song's same as me, I know the band. But anyways, so they filmed that, and I remember the teacher was like, hey, you know, I'm completely supportive of your relationship and all that. You know, you probably, because in, like, them, they're, like, on top of each other and, like, all that. I honestly do not remember. I only remember that we were, that. I honestly do not remember. But the teacher, like, she cut, like, a bunch of it. Which was, I guess. And she was like, okay, but, you know, we can't really show that out at school. Which is kind of weird, because there was nothing really wrong with it. Not that I remember. I mean, you know, it's been years. It's been, like, 2 years since that happened. But, I don't know. Maybe one of you guys can find it. It was I know that the Bobcat TV episode had Mr. Sandman in it. So, if you guys do find that, then, you know, make sure to tell me. Something. I don't know. Anyways. Aside from that, I don't really have anything else to really say. But anyways, she's staying out with her girlfriend, like, during this year, like, that was pretty, kind of normal. But then she stopped, and I haven't really seen, Skylar, you know, the name of her girlfriend. I haven't seen her in a while, and I haven't seen them two together, and I kind of thought that maybe they broke up or something, but, I don't really know how to contact them, I don't know how to contact Nina, and I never really know how to contact most of my friends at all, and they don't really answer my messages anyway, so, what the hell's the point? But, other than that, I think I'll put my podcast and my Snapchat. And by the way, I do have a Snapchat. I honestly do not remember my tag, so have fun with that. My name on it is David Favela, so I don't know, I guess I'll have fun trying to figure out which one it is. All three of you people watching this right now. At least, well, my analytics say that only three people, that I have an audience of, like, a map, like, three. All my past two episodes have all had three people watch them. And, even though it says my audience is four, but who the hell? It's like, what? I don't know. So that's fun, I guess. And also, I want to say thanks to you guys, to all three of you guys watching this. I want to say thanks. It's nice to know that I got people listening to me, you know? And, I think I actually got some pretty cool things, because I don't really have anybody to talk to. You know, I have literally no friends down here in Mexico, right? And I am not going to fucking talk to my goddamn parents about anything, because I cannot trust my mom with anything, because she just rats on me with dad. And I'm not going to fucking talk to anybody else, because I don't trust anybody else. Because they're all fuckers either. They don't understand English, they don't give a damn about what I'm talking about, or they're going to rat on me. So it's nice to know that there's people listening to me. And also, because I got a lot of things to talk about. Anyways, on a side note, I'm going to check what my classes are on a Centaurus. I'm not really sure. Let me check. But, I know I have Warrior TV, which Warrior TV is going to be the most entertaining shit ever. I cannot wait for that. I love doing Bucket TV, the most fun thing ever. And yeah, it was the most fun thing ever. Bucket TV, I think. It was super fun. I enjoyed it, and I can't wait to do it again. You guys definitely know we do some fucking gags with that. Also, I hope there's like a film class. I kind of like thinking about doing films, you know, student films. You know, not on short things, just, you know, pass my time with me and my friends, or the friends that I have, or will have, I don't know. I've been kind of realizing that I don't really have a great track record with actual friends, you know. Kind of just talk to a lot of people, but they don't really care about me, and I never talk to them outside of school, so are they even really friends? I don't know. The only friends that we know are always constant. It's Mitchell Derringer, Gabriel Villapando, and Cooper Perry, and that's it. That's literally it. That's all my three of my fucking people that I actually constantly know. Well, I guess, like, my friends, like, actual friends that, you know, I actually give a damn about. I can't really say I actually give a damn about some other kids. Like, what was that, like, this one kid, I can't remember his name right now. Anyway, so, he's this red kid, and I thought he was, like, a Jew, because, like, he told me that in, like, elementary school, but then I found out he's an atheist, or weird, or I don't know, I guess he never explained it to me, not that I really care. I don't really care about the kid. I can't remember his goddamn name right now, but yeah, he's always fucking insulting me, and just talking shit, because they think they're so fucking cool, and all whatever the fuck, and I test them, and I really hope they fail in life. Other than that, I guess, who else do I really have constant in my existence? I guess Sal, sort of, not really. Christopher Robles and Jordian, I guess, are always kind of there, but yeah, until this year, I never really knew that much about them, or really cared. Sean, oh my god, Sean was my friend back in preschool, sort of through kindergarten, most of first grade, up until third grade, when we kind of, you know, split ways, and that's fine, I guess. After that, sort of Noel, I haven't talked to Noel in so long. I haven't had any class with them in like a year or two, and honestly, I want to know what's going on with him. His girlfriend's coming back to school in, I think, a year. You know, the second year of high school, she's gonna come back. That's gonna be fun to see. Also, Cohen, I miss you, Cohen. Goddamn. Anyways, I can't really think of anybody else right now. I know there definitely are people, but I just can't think about them right now. I can't think of any names, you know? Because it's just kind of, I don't remember all that much, you know? High school's kind of, I always kind of put it off, you know? When I'm in school and I'm seeing people and I'm like, oh, I remember now. I have kind of memory problems, so that's always kind of been an issue with me. My parents always say, but oh, well, you're too young to have memory problems, even though that's bullshit, but whatever. Other than that, I don't really know much about school. Other than that, I'm kind of just intrigued to see what's gonna happen next year. I definitely want to get my own transfer with a bunch of fucking drama, just because I'm that kind of person. My life is really boring outside of school, honestly. I don't really do all that much, you know. And mostly because I don't really hang out with my friends, and never really, mostly because my friends never invite me anywhere, and I never really go. But yeah, my friends mostly never really invite me to anything ever, except like a couple things, but even then, it's fucking barely, and only because I found out about it. But yeah, I want to definitely try to get some actual kind of friends, more actual real friends that I can actually, you know, talk to next year. But my life is kind of boring outside of school, so I definitely want to get myself entrenched in the fucking drama of high school and all that stuff. I want to get really entrenched into that kind of social crap, because, might as well, you know. You got nothing else to do, you might as well entrench yourself in. The social hierarchy of school, even though it doesn't really matter all that much. Also, I'm kind of like Columbine, which was cool, I guess, for like a day. After that, I kind of got bored. I was like, whatever. I got more important things to watch, more interesting things. Yeah, Right now, I am in my got my classic beach shirt that I wore on the final day of school, in which I danced the Soulja Boy Crank That. I danced the Crank That song, and honestly, dude, if that doesn't become like my thing at school, I will not. I'm gonna jump off the top of the school. I'm definitely gonna be kind of known. I'm definitely gonna have the subtitle of the Soulja Boy, the Crank That Kid, because dude, I loved doing that. It was kind of fun. I loved seeing everybody laugh and just smiling at what I was doing. Oh yeah, Logan L. Yeah, Logan L. That son of a bitch. He's always been there. That looks my bus ride. Who else? That one. I can't remember their names right now, but I know their faces, but I can't remember their names. But dude, honestly, I'm kind of a clown kind of kid. I like being a clown, and even though, those memes about, the class clown being fucking depressed outside of school is honestly 100% true, honestly, for me at least. I really am just a mess outside of school. I'm not hanging with my friends. I'm either getting yelled at by my mom, my dad, or doing something I don't care about, or I'm just kind of suffering. I'm bored as hell. How do I mind? I'm alone. And, it's kind of boring. I kind of entrench myself in, YouTube and those other things. And it's why I don't really consider, anywhere. I don't really consider anytime when my parents are around, especially if I had, my home. I don't know. I consider my Minecraft worlds and my tablets, my phones, and all those in there. I consider those my homes, really. Because, in real life, I don't really have that much of a good experience in them. So it's great to be distracted in the entrenched fantasy hellhole of fanfiction and just watching some random videos of historical topics or whatever the hell else I'm interested in that day in YouTube. Or playing a chill game of Minecraft. And even though my dad constantly yells at me, he's like, "Oh, well, Minecraft's calling. You know what Minecraft is." Even though, he's talking about all this shit, but I should know. But it's like, I don't fucking know, Dad. Why should you expect me to know this shit? Anyway, it's kind of bad out here anyway, so I don't know how long this episode's gonna be able to make, but yeah, it's been 27 minutes. I've been talking for 27 minutes, which is pretty cool. Honestly, I honestly can't wait for high school, because outside of school, I'm a fucking mess. I am alone, I'm an introvert, but in school, man, I am laughing and graphing and slapping people on the back and, clapping and just making all these, wild and joking and having fun with my friends or people that I think are my friends or I kind of just hang out with, but probably don't really consider me my friend, even though I consider them my friend. Anyways, I just can't wait for that, because I'm definitely an extrovert in school, because I just do weird shit. I'm just yelling and doing all this stuff, but outside of school, I'm more of an introvert, mostly because I take public embarrassment a lot. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, I just have to pause this episode.
Where are they? Okay.
Anyways, I'll have to see you guys later. I'll be right back. It is now July 31st, Saturday. I am now 14 years old. Now ain't that something. Anyways, I need to leave, so I'll make another recording in, later, I guess. What is up, gamers? That's my... Today is... It is 7 in the morning. Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. So, it's been literally like 2 months. Almost there. Since I recorded the last couple episodes. But anyways, I'm back, so I'm gonna just... Yeah, this episode's just gonna be done. I can't really do anything with it, so... Yeah, that's the end of it. Have a good day, I guess.